Every parent or grandparent of a teenage girl will need to hear word of an alarming rise in girls taking their own lives, suffering from depression, and often not seeking the help they need. Federal health officials are now shining a light on the warning signs you should be on the lookout for. We get details from NBC's Rahema Ellis.
15-year-old Kirsten Killian battled depression since she was a little girl.
When she was nine was when she had threatened suicide.
Last year, she made another attempt, taking an overdose of pills, but reached out to her parents for help.
And every day, I'm so grateful that she did.
I didn't want to leave my younger siblings without an older sibling.
But tonight, disturbing new numbers from the CDC shows too many teenagers are not getting the help they need, especially girls aged 15 to 19. The rate of suicide in that group has doubled, cases jumping from 260 to 524 in 8 years. For boys, the rate jumped 31%. Parents will be looking and saying, what can I do?
The first thing parents can do is to become knowledgeable about mental health.
Experts say there's no single cause, but point to the overwhelming prevalence of social media and cyberbullying as factors. And depictions of teenage suicide, like this Netflix series, 13 Reasons Why, a TV drama about a high school girl who killed herself,
how everyone's lives would be better without me,
have coincided with an increase of internet searches about suicide. Is there anything that parents should be on the lookout for?
Be on the lookout for changes in your child's patterns of behavior, their sleep patterns, their eating patterns, the way they talk about certain topics.
Other advice, have specific conversations about how your child is feeling. Don't lecture and check in often.
No one should ever feel ashamed if they're struggling. Depression is nobody's fault.
Kirsten, beating the odds and offering wise advice for teenagers and people who care about them. Rahema Ellis, NBC News, New York.